USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. A one-on-one meeting between President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy did not end with a deal, but both men expressed some optimism. McCarthy also said this.
The thing I want to tell America, I never wanted to be here. I do not like the idea that you govern by chaos. You govern by a deadline.
For years, Republican lawmakers have leveraged the debt ceiling to obtain budget concessions from Democrats. Biden issued a statement saying the conversation Monday was not particularly about the budget. It was about averting a debt default. Meanwhile, President Biden's naming attorney Ana Gomez to serve as a commissioner for the FCC. Biden tapped Gomez for the position after a previous nominee withdrew her name from consideration after her confirmation was delayed by partisan gridlock. The man suspected in the murders of four University of Idaho students was read the murder charges against him on Monday.
Ms. Taylor, is Mr. Colbert prepared to plead to these charges?
Brian Koberger appeared in court where his attorney told the judge that he would be standing silent. That means the defendant does not make a guilty or not guilty plea, but has the same outcome as pleading not guilty. Koberger's trial is set to begin October 2nd and is expected to last 6 weeks. A former University of Texas football player who vanished last week has been found dead. It's unclear what happened to Jaden Hullaby. His family announced the death Monday. And Democratic Senator Tom Carper of Delaware will not seek re-election in 2024.
So I should run through the tape over the next 20 months and finish the important work that my staff and I have begun on a wide range of fronts.
The 76-year-old Carper, the fourth Senate Democrat to announce plans to retire at the end of this term. This is USA News.
Texting enrolls you in a recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Leaving for the gym so early?
I'm ready to go.
Since you started taking Nugenix Total T, you've been acting like when we met in our 20s.
I feel like myself again. Lower testosterone after turning 40 slowed me down. Nugenix Total T has been a game changer for me.
What is it about Nugenix Total T that's different?
Well, it's a patented key ingredient called Testofen. It boosts free and total testosterone to help you get back the drive and energy from your youth. It's backed by 5 clinical studies.
I've seen the huge difference it's made for you in the gym, at work, and in the bedroom.
I'm so glad I sent them a text for my complimentary bottle. Text PRIDE to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Nugenix is the number one selling testosterone-boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now, and we'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever. Absolutely free. Text PRIDE to 321-321. That's PRIDE to 321-321.
The former Parkland, Florida school resource officer who did not confront school shooter Nick Cruz on February 14, 2018, was back in court Monday morning ahead of his child neglect, culpable negligence, and perjury trial.
Just the whole shooting just comes back. We just relive it.
The judge announced he will not decide yet if he'll allow jurors into the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High building where the shooting occurred. Prosecutors want them to see everything. The defense suggests it's too gruesome. The University of Minnesota is reevaluating its controversial summer internship program that excludes white students. This comes after an Ivy League professor filed a discrimination complaint. The current research program is intended to prepare students of color and Native Americans for graduate school. It also gives them a $6,000 stipend. Sorry, ladies, but one of the world's wealthiest bachelors is off the market.
Amazon founder Jeff Bezos, who happens to be the third richest man in the world, is now engaged to his girlfriend Lauren Sanchez. He popped the question while the two were sailing around Europe. Bezos and Sanchez have been dating since 2019, following his divorce from Mackenzie Scott after 24 years of marriage. His net worth, by the way, $138 billion. I'm John Schaefer.
And Anheuser-Busch is buying back cases of expired Bud Light from wholesalers after the Dylan Mulvaney controversy. The beer went unsold. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio for their news, traffic, weather, sports, and a community connection. It's the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. It's critical that we keep AM radio in cars, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.